This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the last week, Daniel Estulin came on and basically shook our audience, scared them, scared the bejesus out of them, and talked about exactly what you're saying here, Brett, more or less. I mean, a different way, a little more direct, but basically saying that the governments of the world that he deals with, particularly Russia, the research that they're doing is saying that civil war is coming to America. And it's just a matter of time, because, and the reason, the ultimate reason, is the divisive nature. Now, there's a story with this. This was the story of the week for me. Maybe the month. This may be the story of the year, ultimately. I don't know. But in Britain, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the LGBT curriculum that is being pushed in America is being pushed there. A group in one district, there were 600 Muslim students, which pulled out. The parents pulled them out of the school, and they said, our children will never attend another day at this school unless you get rid of this. 600 students. 600 students. It's not a lot of people. And they began to protest, and the school caved and gave in to their demands. It was stunning. It was revelatory. It was embarrassing for our nation. And it goes right to, one, I wanted to get you to comment on that situation and what happened, and two, comment also on this idea that diversity is strength, because that's such bullcrap. Diversity is not strength. The 600 Muslims just showed you what strength is. So go ahead, Brent Johnson.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's what it takes. It takes standing on principle. It takes that things right. That's all it takes. Okay, if you stand on principle, you know, and you say, well, however inconvenient it is, however costly it is, you know, however it upsets my routine, I'm going to stand on this principle. I'm not going to support what you are doing. Doesn't matter what it is. Okay, I'm not going to support what you are doing because I believe what you are doing is wrong. Okay, therefore, I will not support it. And, you know, it could be 600 Muslims taking their children out of school. It could be, a boycott, you know, of some store or some agency or whatever. I mean, it could be anything. Okay, it's the idea of standing on principle above all things. And if you do it, you win. Whatever it is you're fighting for, you win.
Let me parallel what you're saying, or let me comment. You're inspiring me by your words right here. I believe this as sure as I'm standing here, that what you just said is true. That everything that we're seeing, the problem is not it, the government, or them, or they, or them, or whatever. The problem is what's in the mirror, is the people who are for decency, for freedom, for the Declaration of Independence, for the Bill of Rights. We have lacked, at least we've shown a lack of conviction. To me, that is the problem. Your comments.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. The government's never been the problem. The government is simply doing what its nature is. The nature of government is to control, to oppress, to squeeze tighter and tighter. All the government is doing is following its nature. That's not the problem, okay? That creates problems, but that's not the problem. That's not, you know, you get rid of government. No, that's not the solution. The solution is exactly what you said. People need to stand for conviction, stand for value. You know, and what do you, again, it goes back to the question, what do you value? Well, I value my Facebook. I value my digital world. As long as that's what you value, it's hopeless. You have to value something more significant than that. So, yeah, my hat's off to the Muslims, 600 Muslims.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You know, absolutely. My hat's off to them. You know, I think that's absolutely terrific. You know,
where are the churches? Brett, where are the churches and the Christian churches in America who are allowing their 6 and 7 year olds to? I don't want my 6 year old knowing about anything. I mean, you can talk to them about a stork, but other than that, I don't want them to talk about anything. And we're letting we're basically bringing our children to the slaughter. Where are the churches?
Well, the churches are. Yeah, I mean, the churches have been compromised almost universally by virtue of having, almost every church, okay, gives tax deductions for donations. The reason they're able to give tax deductions for donations is because they have signed up as what's called 501c3 organizations with the Internal Revenue Service. When you sign up as a 501c3 organization, okay, you are given the ability to give tax deductions for donations, but what you have to give back is, number one, okay, all of your books are open to the IRS. Number two, what you can say and do from the pulpit is limited and controlled by the IRS and by the government. Okay, so what you have now is most churches, you know, first thing you ask your church is, do I get a tax deduction for a donation? If they say yes, go to another church. Find another church, because the churches are not there to speak the word of God. The churches are not there to, teach.
They can't serve two masters.
They're there. That's correct. That's correct.
All right, let me ask you this.
So churches, again, are not, the churches, again, are not going to give you the solution. You know, they simply are not going to do it. You know, it comes down to the people. See, our founders had great character. People today don't. They lack character. Character is what allows 600 Muslims to do what they did. Okay, they have character. Okay, we don't have that, not in America. And by the way,
you
made a comment about diversity. One of the reasons is the diversity. Now, I mean, I'm not suggesting we should not have diversity. Okay, what I am saying is that. When diversity waters down the values that were at the founding of the country,
bingo.
Then the diversity is no longer a good thing. Okay, when you bring people in who all share those values, and there's diversity, then the diversity is powerful. Okay, because you're getting it from all the ends. Everybody is saying the same thing. They're speaking of the values. But when the diversity waters down those values, then it becomes what it is today.
Well, it's like the melting pot. You know, the melting pot, America, that's supposedly what it is. Well, you came together in this one pot, and the one pot was America and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. One pot. See, that's diversity. That's strength from diversity into unification. What we're seeing now, this diversity, is a lot of different pots. We don't have a melting pot. We have a lot of different side dishes. That's what I see.
Yes, that's exactly true. And,
all right, let me... Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is exactly what the propaganda does. You know, I have done a segment on my show called Propaganda 101. Okay, and at the very beginning of it, I say propaganda is the manipulation of the truth to serve a pre-established political or economic agenda.
Great
That's
definition.
What propaganda is. And we've got it's so obvious to those who open their eyes, and it's so impossible to see to most people. I'll just give you a few very brief examples. Okay.
Yes, good.
We've talked about it before, but I'll repeat this one. Okay. Any story that you ever see on TV or read in the papers or whatever else, okay, if they're talking about a country that is allied with America, they talk about it as an administration. If they're talking about a country that is not allied with America, they talk about it as a regime. Think about it. The word regime, what does that conjure up in your mind immediately? Just when I say the word regime. Oh, there's a dictatorship or something like that. That's propaganda. You'll notice that when stories come out about states that are not allied with the U.S., they talk about state state-controlled media or state news agency, they always mention it when talking about Russia, when talking about China. Now, when they're talking about friendly regimes, if you will, they don't say that. I mean, how many of you would say that we do not have state-controlled media in America? We do. We know we do. But they never, ever say it. Or they'll never say it in England. Or they'll never say it in any country. You never say it in Israel. You really think they don't have these things? You know, I mean, another example of propaganda. You know, military ads. See military ads on TV, you know. Join the Navy, join the Army, be all that you can be, et cetera, et cetera. Did you know that those military ads are paid for by taxpayers? It says so right there. They're paid for by tax dollars. So tax dollars are used to convince people to give up their rights and become subject to the government by becoming a member of the military. I mean, these are just simple examples, and they're all, it's throughout everything in communications is propaganda. If you can refocus your vision so that you stop believing all the things that you see in the papers or on TV or whatever, stop just believing it, okay, and seek out what you know. Even the idea of believing and knowing. We talked about this on another show once. You know, when's your birthday, Daniel?
Coming up soon.
what
this summer.
What day?
The 19th.
19th of?
I'm not going to give you my birthday on the radio. There'll be no end to the just pick any date. It doesn't matter.
Well, how do you know that's your birthday?
Good question. I don't. My mother told me. That's it.
And you believed her. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
She was very probably a credible witness to the event, so it's reasonable that you believed her. But how many things do people think they know that they actually only believe because they read it someplace? They saw it on TV, on CNN, on MSNBC. You know, they speak about it as if they know it, but they believe it. What you have to do is you have to start looking at what you believe and determining whether or not you really know it to be true. And if not, don't accept it. You have to see through the propaganda. John Carpenter made a movie back in, I think it was 76, called They Live. Absolutely terrible movie. I mean, terrible acting, the worst soundtrack I've ever heard in any movie. Actually makes my teeth, you know, but the storyline was absolutely brilliant. It was about a guy looking for a job. He's walking in an alley. He sees a box, looks in the box, and there's a bunch of sunglasses in there. He takes out a pair and puts it on. And suddenly, all the billboards and everything and all the signs that are, he's in a big city, all the billboards and signs and everything, he looks at them and he sees obey.
Wow. Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Short segment here with Brent Johnson. Freedomradio.us is his website. RevolutionNow.us. His book, The American Sovereign, is fantastic if you get a chance to look at it. We're talking about the movie on the break. Go ahead and finish the story about the movie. The guy finds the sunglasses.
He finds sunglasses. He puts them on, and suddenly all these billboards and signs and everything, he sees the actual message under them. Obey. You know, listen to government. Do what you're told. You know, he takes the glasses off and he sees, ads for whatever you're supposed to see.
Coca-Cola or whatever,
He sees the hidden messages. And what we need is for people to put on the sunglasses, okay, and see what's really going on out there. The messages are... I learned a little bit about hypnosis, okay? And one thing about hypnosis is that you cannot make somebody do something that they absolutely would not fundamentally do, but you can make people think and see things differently than they really are. Okay, that's what's going on here. Okay, you're seeing things that aren't real. You're literally living in a matrix. And what you need to do is take the red pill. When you take the red pill, you start to see things as they really are, and it's frightening, and it's threatening, okay? And, most people don't want to do it. Most people don't want that red pill. They don't want to see things the way they are, because when you do, you suddenly have to do something about it. You have to take responsibility. And people are terrified of taking responsibility. What we need to do is we need to cultivate that character in people that they will take responsibility so that they can see what's going on. Because once they do, you'll get, you know, like the 600 Muslims, you'll get people standing up and saying, no, I won't do this. I won't do this anymore.
All right, let me ask you a question. I think, and this is important, and I've talked to many people in my life, especially recently, politically, as things gotten really charged in this country. And I'm not going to use Democrat, Republican, because it's insignificant. It's really become meaningless. But I will say certain people that I've talked to who have a more of a liberal slant, who would, you know, they're fine with aborting babies, and they want to force you to get a vaccine, and they want to, you know, I'm speaking in generalities, but this type of people, some of them I've talked to, and you can have a discussion, and you can go back and forth with points, and you can, we can reach some kind of discussion points. Other people that I see, it's like, forget it. It's like their mind is gone. It's like they got a screw loose. It's like they're lunatics. It's like you can't even go back and forth with a discussion about some of these topics. And I hope I'm not offending people, but I don't know how other way to describe it. Do you see that going on in this country? Because that's what I see.
Absolutely. And that's back from the Bible. I mean, you know, if people don't want to hear what you have to say, dust off your hands and feet, move on to the next. Okay. Absolutely. 80% of the people, I wrote an article, it's on my website at freedomradio.us, I wrote an article called The 80% Factor, okay, and it's 80% of the people, you know, will believe anything that they're told. If Donald Trump went on CNN tomorrow and said that we've discovered that the world is really flat, then the next day you would have people who were saying, hey man, did you hear the world is really flat? No, I saw it on CNN, man, the president said it. Gotta be true. Okay. And that's just the nature of people. 80% of the people are gonna believe whatever. Okay. Of the remaining 20%, maybe about 3.5 to 5%, okay, are devout socialists. And if we're lucky, 3.5 to 5%, you know, would stand for freedom and values and such. The remainder are the people you're trying to reach. The remainder are the, maybe they can be brought over to seeing things the way they are. Okay. But that 80%, yeah, that 80% is going to be there. You know, you got people who don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. I just leave me alone. Okay, let me have my six pack and watch my CNN and football and,
And by the way, that goes, you know, I say liberal, but that, you know, I know a lot of quote unquote Republican, quote unquote conservative people who want to force vaccinate people. So this is not a political message here. It goes across lines. It's a mentality kind of thing.
It's a freedom message.
There you go.
Message. That's what it is. If you value your children, why would you put poison into the child's bloodstream? You know, I mean, you know,
to save them. What do you mean? To save them, to help them, to protect them. What's wrong with you?
And how do you know that that's, well, the doctor told me. Well, I saw it on you know. In other words, Believe that. You know, find out for yourself.
There's the music. Yeah, we'll be back on the other side. We'll continue right here with Brent Johnson. Great interview. Man, this guy's sharp. Revolution. Yeah.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
The president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel. Frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, and China all have started grounding some of their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after a crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. Former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall believes Boeing should voluntarily ground its aircrafts.
I think this blip needs to be addressed by the manufacturer, and they need to do a detailed look.
Hall was speaking on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, I was sitting there thinking during the break, and my wife came over to the studio, and we're kind of talking. She really likes this interview. And, you know, let's look at this logically for a second. You got some people who are so adamant that vaccines harm people. I'm just taking this as an issue. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, my baby had trouble as soon as I had the vaccines. I know it was those vaccines. And then you have other people say, oh, if you don't take a vaccine, you're going to harm everybody and you're going to hurt everybody. And believe me, believe whatever I'm saying. You have two polar issues. You have two polar things. And what Brett's saying is, okay, what do you know? And it's like Sherry Tenpenny brought up the thing from Robert De Niro, that movie Ronin. And in the movie, the character says, If there's any doubt, there's no doubt at all. Okay? Do you know or do you not know? Or you're just relying on somebody else's opinion. And this ethic, character, you use the word Brett, there's a character issue. The character issue is, are you going to trust something so important? Are you going to trust something with so long-lasting and potentially harmful both ways ramifications? Are you going to just trust rumors spreading forth back and forth among the airways? Are you going to trust that, or are you actually going to get to the bottom and then make a conscious decision for you that you know and that you have intellectual honesty for you? And then are you going to not do that and then want to push and mandate this thing that you think, that you hope might be true, to other people, which may potentially harm them? Was that confusing enough? I don't know. But do you see? I mean, it's just so logical. Anybody with any damn sense, if they will logically look at the vaccine issue and you look at both sides of what's going back and forth, if they weren't absolutely convicted one way or another, then they would pause and stop. I better figure this out. Go ahead, Brett.
And there's one other element to that. What you said is absolutely perfect, with one addition. If you don't know that vaccines are harmful, okay, and you don't know that vaccines are not harmful, okay, you don't know which is true, why would you risk the health of your children?
Bingo.
Well, you know, I don't know that this is a poison. It might be, but I don't really know that it is. Why would you take the chance with your children? Do you value your children? You know, I mean, that's the thing. As long as you're in the I don't know stage, something, you know, if there's a possibility that you're poisoning your children, why would you even take the risk?
And all right, let me ask you.
The idea, in more propaganda, you know, if you don't vaccinate your child is going to endanger everybody else. But everybody else has been vaccinated. Why should your child endanger them?
Great question. Let me twist that on our head. This is very important because these are the mental exercises that we're going along. I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show. I told the story. The reason I bring up vaccines, I was in a restaurant and a lady commented on my child that was acting so well behaved and so alert and what have you. And I went over after we were leaving. I said, yes, it's because it's not vaccinated. And the one lady who was in the medical field, she looked at me like, oh my God, did he just say that? Let me turn this on its head just a little bit. Trump's election, the period, this is why Trump's election is so important no matter what happens. So many things positive happened from this. It was a point in America where we said we're fed up, we don't want this. On one level or not, we were rejecting something, America was. And I think people started to turn, and Trump's administration has shown a spotlight. You know, maybe that's diminishing now, I don't know, but has shown a spotlight on the evil and the corruption. Now, is America waking up fast enough to that point where their conviction is going to be pricked to result in action before the government, before it enacts its power over us to squash even the potential of revolting against it? That's a question for you.
That's the question. I don't have the answer. That is the question, though. Okay. Basically, to put it in other terms, okay, is the rate at which people are being pushed over their tolerance line in the sand sufficient, okay, to create a reaction to stop the tyranny and stop, you know, what the government is doing? I don't know. That's always been the question. Okay? And the answer is, I just don't know. You just don't know. You know, and all we can do is keep pursuing our objective. All we can do is keep teaching people to open their eyes, to open their ears, to wake up. All we can do is keep instilling the value of freedom to each individual. That's all any of us can do, and hope and pray that it's enough.
This interview is turning extremely important. I mean, your views and what you're presenting here, I'm just really impressed, Brent. Let me turn it again just a little bit. You talked about that tolerance line.
Just one second.
Sure.
Before we go on and everything, because I know you've given out my website and everything, I want you to also make sure people know we have a toll-free number if they want to call us. Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Which is 888-385-FREE. 888-385-3733 if you want to actually call and talk to us. Which is another thing that we've gotten away from talking to people. We do everything online. And it's a great website, but give us a call, 888-385-3733. One other comment I wanted to make, something you said earlier about Democrats, Republicans. When I edit stories for posting on my website, I'm mentioning representatives or senators, and I always mention the state that they represent. I never put in, you know, in all the everything you put D or R, I never put it in any.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because the idea is that you should vote for people and support people based on their positions, based on their actions, not based on their party.
Okay, you made me think of let's just break it down to this, and we're going to get into, we haven't even got to really what do you do and how people can call you and the help you can give, but I want to give people a perspective of you and your organization so they can know where you're going. They can help with different questions, speed and things. We'll get into that. What would you tell parents who are possibly in grandparents who are possibly listening to this broadcast? What would you tell them are the most important things you need to consider about your children, the most important things for their overall well-being here right now in the 21st century?
I would say the most important thing is to instill in your children a value of liberty, of freedom. Freedom means, by the way, you know, most of us don't know what freedom means. Freedom means freedom from government control. That's what it means. Your rights come from your creator. How many of you out there were created by government? Then you didn't get your rights from government, and government cannot take them away. Instilling that understanding, I believe, is more important than anything, because in all honesty, okay, if you don't leave freedom to your children, whatever else you've left them is meaningless.
Ooh.
If you teach your children to grow up, okay, without a sense of being free to live their lives as they see fit without damage to their neighbor, then you have left them worthless things. Doesn't matter how much money, doesn't matter, you know, job, college, education, none of it matters if they don't understand freedom. So to me, that's the most important, the single most important thing. I would rather have a child who was illiterate and poor, but understood that he or she was free, than the reverse.
Let me ask you, okay, we're talking about schools then, and we talk about an awful lot on this show. I've had a lot of people like you who had a pretty strong opinion about the government public school system in America. I'm not going to prime you either way. What's your feeling about the school system here, and what would you tell parents?
Well, you know, I do stories about education all the time, and one of the things I will put at the end often, not always, but often, is a little editor's note. And I'll say, parents, if you don't get your children out of public schools, you're a bad parent. I mean, a lot of people will hate me for that. You know, how dare you? I'm sorry. Public schools represent child abuse. Okay? You know, they are little indoctrination centers designed to make your children obey. Okay? Designed to make your children do what they are told and nothing else. They don't learn anything useful. Okay? So get your children. Again, I would rather my child be uneducated than be educated in public schools. Okay, that's how I feel about public schools. And by the way, public schooling is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the Marxist Manifesto.
Bingo.
Education in public schools.
You know, We're coming out of break. Joel Scales, and I've used this example, he told me flat out, I said, do you have any hope for America in the future? And he said, without hesitation, he said, no. I said, why? Well, because the parents won't pull their children out of school. Boom. That's what he said. Stay tuned. RevolutionNow.us, FreedomRadio.us, ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned. More with Brent.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The NSA. Go to sleep next to your spouse. All is quiet as a mouse. Till a SWAT team raids your house in the USA.
80,000 a year, by the way.
Take me back to the day when there still was freedom in the USA. when the White House crew and the people knew that God gave us our land, and we knew the truth and taught our youth to understand.
Oh, I love that. That's a great parody there by Brent Johnson in the USA. Fantastic, Brent. You do several of those. And on your website, you got all kind of information people could check out. Please check out the website, revolutionnow.us, freedomradio.us, and the phone number, 888-385-FREE, and he may be able to help you with different situations that you're dealing with. We got one segment here left. I believe, and the reason I have these discussions, and we have them semi-often on the show, we are coming to a head and coming to a conflict of historical and biblical proportions. The push to control, to a Luciferian dictatorship over the minds of people, as opposed to the liberty of our founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, this is the fight of all time. This is the fight of history, and it's right here upon us. Any other thoughts that come to mind as we talk about this? Where would you like to go in the last segment, Brent?
Well, first, my thoughts on it is what you're right in the way that you described the conflict and the struggle, but this is nothing new. This has always been the case. There have always been those who want to control everyone, and there are those who don't want to be controlled. And that's where the struggle has always been. It's not about money. It's not about power, except as an avenue to control. Okay. And you've got the controllers. You've got the ones who don't want to be controlled. And then you've got the 80%, okay, which is the rest of everybody. And all we have today that's different is the technology. That's all. But for thousands of years, this same paradigm has taken place. This, I do believe, when you say biblical proportions, I think it's true, because I think this is what it's always been about from the very, very beginning. Okay, control, freedom. Control, freedom. You know, and the way we are experiencing this struggle today is different because of technology. But 100 years from now, it's going to be the same thing. There will still be people. We can have a revolution, okay, and wipe out the existing paradigm and start all over. And 100 years from now, it'll still be the same. There will always be those who wish to control, and there will always be those who don't want to be controlled. And the question comes up as to whether we can encourage enough people and teach enough people to value freedom from control, okay, to be able to overthrow, there's that word again, the forces that seek to control. Personally, I believe that if you are not free, there's something that is lost in your soul, something that is precious, okay, that is simply lost. That's why I personally, you know, I'm not willing to give up my freedom for convenience or for, you know. And by the way, there are certain things I do in life that are convenient. I mean, I love technology. I love, you know, some of the things that it provides. But I'm not willing to give up my soul in order.
How do you think this is gonna? How do you think this is gonna break down? Because we're coming to a head here. What do you think of the next major conflict, or what do you think is going to be a spark to set this off? What?
Yeah, exactly what the spark is, I couldn't say. But mathematically, I'm actually a mathematician, and mathematically, math is an exact science. Okay, it's what I said earlier. Governments all over the world don't know when to stop. They never get to a point where they say, we have enough taxes, we have enough regulations, let's stop. If they did, they would actually probably win, okay? But they don't. They can't. They can't do it. Therefore, they squeeze tighter and tighter, push more and more people over their respective tolerance lines in the sand until enough people have been pushed that they push back. Okay? In the end, government and the controllers have to lose because of that. Exactly when it happens, that is impossible.
All right. Another important question. We've got about 3 minutes. What do you say to the person who's sitting there listening to this? And maybe they don't matter. Maybe they're the 80%. And I hate to say that people don't matter. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe they don't matter in the front lines of this fight. But what do you say to the person who's sitting there saying, what in the world is Brent talking about? My life is fine. I go to work. I pay my taxes. There's nobody beating down my door. What in the hell is he talking about?
Well, unfortunately, again, it's what I said before. People don't want to hear what you have to say. Dust off your hands and feet and go on to the next person. You can't save people who don't want to be saved. You simply can't. Okay, and you have to accept that. And if you believe that, you know, plenty of people believe, yeah, I pay my taxes and all this and no problem, and they'll be fine until the day the SWAT team comes and raids their house, takes their children. Then they'll stand up and they'll say, oh, hey, wait a moment, what's going on here? Or maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. They might just go to a lawyer, you know, and again, do what they're told. You know, you just can't save everybody. And what I do is I teach people who want to be free, how to be free, how to protect your property so neither the IRS nor government can take it. Okay, and we've got 100% track record over 25 years in doing that. How to opt out of Social Security and income tax, but you have to be willing to give up the government benefits if you want to do that, but you can do that. Again, we have a 100% track record over 25 years. Okay, so I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. But only a small percentage of people are going to step forward and say, yes, I want that. You would think, you're listening, you think, why wouldn't everybody want that? No, everybody doesn't want that. Most people want to be taken care of. I talk to the people who want to take care of themselves.
There's the end of the interview. FreedomRadio.us, RevolutionNow.us. And the revolution it starts in our minds, in our heart, ladies and gentlemen. And this show, I've really tried and hoped, and Catherine and I and everybody here has hoped that this will be a vehicle to inspire you to something different or see something different. Maybe we're not right on everything. Maybe we're right on most things. Maybe, you know, but we want you to see a different perspective and the power that you have, the divinity that was in you and what you are able to do, and that God has something different for you than the world that's being made right now by these controllers. It is not for you. It is not for your soul. And I'm fighting for it, and I'm living for it, and we're speaking for it. And I'm so glad to have people like Brent on. We love you. God bless you, and see you tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.